Hello, and welcome to the Sunnydale Diaries, a podcast where I, Sean, along with my friend Melanie,
hola, amigos,
are watching and discussing every episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Every episode.
And how the related themes affect our lives.
I'm affected.
Oh, I'm sure you are. Today, we are talking about Season 2, Episode 11, Ted.
We are.
Also known as the best episode of... I'm kidding.
I have to tell you what. I'll tell you right off the board. This is going to be my highest score of, yet of this podcast.
Awesome. I cannot wait for the end. So what are we going to talk about today?
So let's talk about parents. Specifically, single parents. More specifically, single parents who are dating. You have any experience with that?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my parents separated when I was in high school, into college.
Yeah.
And my father moved in with someone else.
Yeah.
They ended
quickly?
Yeah. And they ended up, moving in together, and they got married. And I think they, at this point, have been married longer.
Is this the person I know?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think it'd been longer than, my parents were married.
Wow.
But, when it was going on, when I was, in high school, I didn't even want to meet the woman.
How long had they been dating before he wanted to introduce you?
I refused to be introduced.
Well, but he must have broached the subject. Was it when you knew that he was dating somebody?
Probably within a year.
Yeah.
I think. Of him moving out.
And so he broached the subject, and he probably said he wanted you to meet her.
Mm-hmm.
And you said no.
I flat out refused.
Wow.
Which, of course, looking back, was somewhat immature. Yeah. But, I was 16, 17, and...
you were immature.
It kind of hurt.
How long was it before you actually met her?
I met her the night that my mother died.
Oh, so you knew... You've told me this story.
I have.
You knew... He was, that was who he had been
seeing. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
I just refused to acknowledge.
Okay.
Immature.
And so, that's tough, Sean. Did you actually talk to her that night?
I had to. What am I going to,
If you're going to stress out, stress out.
Yeah.
Wow. But then they've been together ever since.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Your dad's a serial monogamist.
You're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Wants to be in a stable relationship. Wow. So once you met her and after that, and then were they already living together at that point?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And so you'd go visit them after that? Were they living in her house or his house?
Her house.
Okay.
I did go there. Yeah, I went there afterwards.
Yeah.
After that. Not a lot. I don't think we were doing holidays there or anything. But...
And hopefully she was nicer to you than Ted was to Buffy. Yeah,
she has always been nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yes. I lucked out in that regard.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was never, mean, nasty. And she also never tried to replace my mother.
Yeah.
She couldn't do that. And she knows that.
Yeah.
She makes she makes my father happy. And I'm happy about that.
All right. So. That's good. So it had a happy ending.
I guess,
she didn't turn out to be a robot.
Yes.
Spoilers.
If you come this far, you probably know about that. How about you?
Oh, yes. I am a child of divorce.
Yeah.
My parents split up when I was in later high school. And my dad was very quickly back on the scene and was very quickly remarried. Mm. And when did I meet her? I don't even know if I met her before they were married or while they were dating. She was very nice to me. Mm-hmm. She was younger than my dad. I just remember, I think it might have been the first time I ever went to that house. They were having a birthday party for my brother. He must have been turning 16 or 17. And they had a stripper. I know, for my brother. Okay, first of all, weird and inappropriate for me to be standing there watching that.
Yeah.
Two, my dad and his girlfriend were standing there watching that. Weird. Weird, so
did,
right?
Did your father get the stripper?
My father, I don't know. And unfortunately, my dad's passed, so I can't ask him. I could ask my brother. Did your friends organize that, or was that dad? Oh, I don't know if I want to know that. I don't know if I'm ready for that bombshell.
All right, you win the better story.
I don't know. But anyway, it was very weird being there. But that was like, I remember, and I had a party there and underage drinking. So she was very permissive that way. And I remember our first Christmas was like, the split was very fresh. And my dad had everything and my mom had nothing. And they gave us like all these great gifts. Like I got Gucci and like some fancy perfume and stuff like that. So how did I feel about it? I don't know. Anything else with my involved with my dad and my relationship? I probably didn't feel much either way.
Right.
You know? But yeah. And then he actually got married again. He divorced that lady and got married again. And he was married to that lady right up until he passed. But as far as my dad dating, I don't know. If I felt animosity toward anybody he was dating, I probably felt sorry for them. But boom. And my mom doesn't really date. She's been on a few dates. And I think I probably, before I had time to feel anything, she had probably already decided she didn't want to date that person. She's very independent. So yeah, I don't know. Definitely have not had any experiences like the experience in this episode.
Yeah. I feel like it would have been worse if my dad was like serially dating.
Yeah.
Like every time I went there, not every time, but like every couple of months, there'd be like a new person dating, a new woman. I think I would almost be worse.
Yeah. I don't know. Between my parents separating and that was the year I moved to California and I kind of disowned my dad for a year while I was out there. So I don't know what he was doing. I know he was going out a lot. He was always very sociable person. So I'm sure he was dating other people. Mm. I wasn't around to see it. That's probably the best way to do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't, you know, they got to live their lives. So if I was 18, 20, 38, my mom wasn't even 40 when my parents split up. You know, you're not going to begrudge them dating.
Right.
40. Man, you're still a baby.
Although it's got to be hard, like, seeing that, like, at Buffy's age, like, 16. Yes. Seeing your parents.
Well, yeah, like, to be introduced that like that. Like, you walk in on your parents or you walk in on your mom making out with some dude you've never seen before.
Who's supposed to be
in your house?
Who's supposed to be gay? Oh no, that's a character on Three's Company. We'll get there. I guess that's a good time to move into the episode.
Segway.
So, start off nighttime. Willow, Xander, and Buffy walking down the street.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Talking about the captain and Tennille.
Do you know who that is?
I know the name. I could picture them in my head. And if you say the song they're known for, I'll know it in a second.
I put it on my phone so I could give you the little dance. Stop. No, that's not them. No, I was about to sing Stop in the Name of Love. That's Diana Ross.
Yeah.
No, just stop, because I really love you. Stop.
Okay.
I've been thinking of you. Look in my heart and then love.
Bring us together.
Keep us together.
I'm close.
Whatever. Whatever. I will. Okay, sorry.
It's okay. Okay, Captain Tennille.
All right, Captain Tennille. So who was the real power, the captain or Tennille? I will say, from what I've read about that relationship, that it was definitely the captain who was in charge. And they got divorced later in life. But Tennille, I think Tennille was like, you know, she was the voice.
Right.
She was what you thought of with Captain and Tennille. You thought of
Tennille.
Out front singing.
And then walking up to Buffy's house, 1630 Ravello Drive.
Yes. I did notice in one scene of this, though, the house number was the actual house number, 1313.
Oh. You
like somebody forgot to obscure the actual house number.
Look, you can point out the goofs.
I'm here for you, Sean. Paying attention.
And Buffy walks up to the door, which is unlocked.
Yes.
And it's like, I don't know if you noticed the corn husks. It was like a corn husk wreath or something.
Yes.
It just seems silly.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
All right. It's a little folksy touch. It's art. It's folk art from the gallery.
So Buffy, so the door is unlocked, which is weird. Or open, not just unlocked. It was open all of it.
Like open.
Buffy's walking in. She hears a noise. Something crashed.
Nope. Joyce is making out with Jack Tripper.
Yeah,
Woo! I knew it was going to be a good episode.
I knew when
they brought up the still for the episode front page and it was Jack Tripper, and I was like, oh yeah, all right.
Did you just say a good episode?
Maybe.
A good
I knew it was going to be a good episode.
All right.
I already told you it's going to be a high rating.
So, yeah, we do see that it's John Ritter.
Joyce, not only a tax felon, but a whore.
For dating?
I'm sorry. I'm not slut-shaming you, Joyce. I'm sorry.
For dating one woman? I mean, one man?
You don't know what she's making out at her house with the door open, exhibitionist
okay.
style.
Okay, fine.
Her daughter could come home at any time.
And, you know, I think
indiscreet.
I did like the dress that she was wearing.
I didn't even notice it.
I thought it actually made her look like a, you know, 40-year-old. And I feel like she looked frumpy.
Her hair was different in this scene. It was more poofy and made up.
Yes.
Like she had a good blow dry.
So,
it was her date look.
Did you watch Three's Company?
Sean.
I don't know.
Of course I watched Three's Company every episode. I also watched the spinoff.
Three's a Crowd?
Yes! Right. With Tess Armstrong.
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Did she play that?
She was a girlfriend.
Okay.
And that angry chef guy in the kitchen that was always trying to... He was mad at... Well, maybe that was on Three's Company.
I was going to say, that's a soup Nazi.
But no, there was a little short Mexican guy who was a chef with Jack in the restaurant on Three's Company. He was always so angry and trying to sabotage Jack.
Yes.
That's a classic comedy show. Yes. Come on.
I remember when I was like a kid, so like early mid 80s, that would always show reruns at 6 p.m. on Channel 5, which is now Fox.
Okay.
And I mean, my sister and I would watch that every day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure so much of it went over my head.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I feel like, yeah, maybe I know I have all these free TV channels that are like part of the TV. I think it's just a Three's Company channel. I should put some of that on.
We had internet outage at our house recently, and so I had to put on like the local channels, and that was one of the local cable channels was Joy Three's Company. There is a funny Friends reference about them watching an episode of Three's Company where Chandler says, "Oh yeah, this is the episode where there's a misunderstanding."
The one episode I remember is something involving Jack in the kitchen of the restaurant he worked at making fresh pasta.
Oh yeah,
That's all I remember.
That's what helped you spur on your culinary interests.
That's what started it.
Yeah, maybe. You know,
the gay man.
The genesis. Him. Yes, maybe.
But not really.
The not gay man.
So I did see in the IMDb trivia that John Ritter's father, Tex Ritter, was an actor who worked with Joss Whedon's father, Tom Whedon.
I saw that as well. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. And do you know Jack Ritter's son? John Ritter's son is also an actor. Jason Ritter.
I did not know that.
He's funny. I think he's on TikTok. He's at least on Instagram, and he's a pretty funny guy.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, he was in a lot of episodes of Drunk History.
Okay.
He looks a lot like his father. You would know him if you saw him.
Okay, cool. I'll check that out.
All right.
So Buffy sees Joyce making out.
And she is not pleased.
No.
Like, right off the bat.
Yeah,
she's mad.
Yep. And, The crash with the wine glass breaking.
Yes.
What were they doing? They broke a wine glass.
It was on the counter, and she leaned back against the counter while he was kissing her, and she pushed it off the edge.
As whores do.
As whores do. That's right. Probably deep, rich, cheap red wine.
Barefoot.
No, it isn't, because Jack Tripper is a cook. He likes to cook, and so he would never have cheap wine. Obviously, he cares about his food and only makes delicious things and has good wine.
I liked when Buffy says, all those late nights at the gallery cataloging art.
Yes, that's right.
Evading taxes.
That's right. Cooking the books. You've been cooking with this guy.
And we find out that his name is Ted.
Yes, the whitest, blandest name there is. Sorry if we have any listeners named Ted.
And we find out that Ted is apparently a good cook.
Yep, and he sells computer software.
Mm-hmm. And he made the mini pizzas.
And boy, Xander loves those mini pizzas.
The secret, after you bake it, you fry it in herbs and oil. That's
what he said, in a cast iron skillet.
In a cast iron skillet, that is true. That doesn't seem... very practical.
No,
pull the pizza out of them and then you get
Put it back in a pan.
In a pan with oil
crisp
and
it
herbs.
Up. Oh, I bet that's good, though.
Yeah, you're probably right. Freaking Ted.
He knows.
And I mean, we talked about it already a little bit, but I wonder if they had him be a good cook because he was a chef on Three's Company.
Oh, his little throwback.
Yeah.
Homage, as we said before.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then we go off to the park.
Buffy's on patrol. And man, she is overcompensating.
Yes, she
Holy
is.
Moly.
She's letting out the rage. More so than when she was crushing the master's bones.
Yeah.
She was just whacking on that guy.
Yep.
Yeah, but she stakes him.
She does. The stake is still in her hand.
All right, so let me tell you my theory.
Oh, what's your theory?
If she's holding on to the stake, it doesn't dissolve. But if she like throws it or like plunges it and lets go, it dissolves.
Oh, all right.
So I'm going to, I all will right. continue. Stake watch.
All right, stake watch. 2024.
And see what happens.
Okay, all right. All right, and then we're back at school.
Yep.
And I said, Xander's outfit in this scene. At first glance, I thought he was wearing a button-down shirt, but it was only buttoned in one place, and we were just looking all skin underneath that. I was like, wow, that's a really interesting choice. It's pretty risque. But then I realized it was just like an orange, almost flesh-colored shirt underneath.
Yes.
Not good on camera, but...
My husband pointed out that a whole shelf in the vending machine, the bands are upside down.
I noticed that, too!
So that was interesting.
But then every time I went back, I was like, but not all of them. Uh-huh. Just that row. I wonder why. I wonder if that's like a... Well, no, because the first row was visible. I was going to say, like, for brand name stuff, how they usually have to cover or obscure. I wonder if that was a... To meet that, but the top row was fine. I don't know.
Do you know why? So when people come back... 27 years later, do a podcast. They could talk about it for 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. It's like the... Maybe it had something to do with the upside down from Stranger Things.
Oh, foreshadowing.
Yes, foreshadowing. They're playing the long game. Good job, Joss.
Then we find out Ted is planning a picnic.
Okay, no. Ted is there.
Well, yeah, but right... Oh, you're right. You're right.
Right?
Yes. But you really can't bring pizza on a picnic. I mean, I guess you can, but...
Oh, because Xander said, are you going to bring mini pizzas? And then he said, yes, and...
Cookies. But...
What's he doing there?
He's installing software.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, yep. Let's see. Oh, he's doing the computer... He's doing upgrades on the school computers, right. Okay. And then a scene that I thought didn't even need to be in this show. Giles walks into Jenny's classroom, and they have a very awkward exchange.
Yeah, she's still pretty...
Just so she could tell him she needs space.
Yeah, but which, I mean, you can't blame her.
No.
Possessed by a demon.
I mean, didn't we assume that, though? That she's taking her space, and Giles wants them to be back together, but she needs her space? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I like his excuse of some of your books are sent to the library.
Yeah. Buffy is now playing nursemaid to Angel.
Mm-hmm. My notes are complaining and smooches.
Oh, yeah. She can't help talking about Ted. She's confiding in him about Ted. Mm-hmm. Okay, and my question is, why is Angel still injured?
That son. Well, wait.
That episode 10 son.
No, it wasn't the son. It was also...
The holy water.
The ritual.
Oh, I guess. She's bandaging his hand. But also, don't they have, like... healing powers?
Yes, but this
if they hadn't been pierced in the hand in a ritual.
With that special ritual on the new moon, with the big Dulac cross.
Yeah, Energix or whatever the god's name or whatever he was praying to. Energy.
Igaron.
Nickelodeon.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
She's...
All right.
Yeah.
She's complaining. And then we're on the putt-putt golf date with Ted. It's not a picnic, it's putt-putt golf.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Willow refers to Buffy as book-cracking Buffy.
That's her nickname.
And then Ted's like, oh, well, will that help with your grades? And I was like, oh, he's like cyber-stalking her or something. He knows about her grades. And then you're like, all right, yeah, what's going on? What? That's none of your business. And then Ted is concerned with Buffy's grades, and he's very strict about putt-putt rules. He catches Buffy cheating on putt-putt.
Yep.
And he says, right is right and wrong is wrong.
Good rules to live by. Not really.
Okay.
He does not care for that kind of malarkey.
He does not stand for that malarkey. And something's up with this guy. I wrote, oh man, Ted has issues.
And I did notice that then everybody else is eating the cookies and they're really into the cookies.
Yeah.
And it's been a long time since I've seen this one. So I'm like, is there something in the cookies?
Mm.
I was right.
Mm-hmm. So the next morning, Joyce is humming. I think maybe she got some.
Mm.
Some post-putt-putt action. She's a hole in one. she's got juice and sticky buns.
Two of my favorite things.
But because Ted made them, they're delicious. And Joyce thinks that she loves him.
Kind of soon for that.
It really is. Although Buffy told Angel she loved him after like one makeout session.
Yep. You're right. He totally wigged.
Yeah, he wigged.
And then Joyce wants Buffy home promptly at 6 because they're going to have dinner with Ted. Ted's cooking.
And Buffy, okay. This is 2024 looking at this show in mid 1990s, mm-hmm. where Buffy confides in Joyce what happened, that he was threatening to her, and Joyce doesn't believe her at all, and takes his side
immediately.
Worst mom ever.
Yes, yeah.
Man,
I was talking to or messaging one of our listeners before, and I said we were getting ready to record this one, and he said, like, Joyce is the worst mom, like, worse than usual. And she's bad in this one.
Yeah. Okay, so then Buffy wants Willow to cyberstalk Ted and find out.
Mm-hmm.
Get the 411. And Xander and Cordelia go to the utility closet to make out.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What are your thoughts on them making out right now?
It's amusing, for sure. Okay. It's pretty funny.
All right. Then off to an office.
Yes.
Ted on a headset.
Yes.
Did you have a headset when we worked together, or you just used the phone?
I think I used the phone.
Okay.
I had a headset at my previous job, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I like a headset. I don't mind it.
I think I've won, I think, probably the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And we were on the phone a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fine. People I work with now have the headset. Which I think is interesting because our laptops have microphones.
Oh.
But yeah, I guess it's a preference thing. Maybe like having the hearing right in their ear, or there's someone else in the house on calls.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
I had a headset. I had a receptionist job in California, and it was just me at the front of this building with nobody around. So it was just, I was just alone all day. And so I'd have the headset on, and I would either listen to the hold music. I could dial one of the phone lines and listen to the hold music, which was a radio station. Local radio station, adult contemporary. I think that's what I did. And then if somebody called, I would just, you know, press the button and take the call. That was pretty good.
Right.
Buffy poses as a temp named Linda.
Belinda.
Huh?
Belinda.
And she meets Neil. Neil spills the beans about Ted's got a wedding planned in 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what?
So I have a question for you about the whiteboard.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Ted B. What does the B stand for?
Oh. Bot. He's a Ted bot. What'd you think?
No. I was just trying to be funny and ask you, what does the B stand for? And I know, you know, they're throwing in these little hints, like the Neil said, nobody beats the machine.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple of things like that throughout the episode. And then Buffy goes to Ted's desk.
Yes.
I mean, it's fine that he has, well, it's acceptable he has a photo of Joyce, but it's the photo that was on the fridge of her, Buffy and Joyce. Yeah, that was not good.
Yeah.
And then off to dinner.
They're off to the awkward family dinner where he keeps calling her Joycey.
Ugh.
Joycey.
Gross. Ew.
Shawnee. I do call you Shawnee.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I mean, I've been called that my whole life.
Melanie.
I guess I start calling you Melanie E. So Buffy, you know, flat out asks, you know, are you two getting married? And Ted's hinting about it. And then Joyce or Ted asks, what do you think about it? I did not like that they went with this line of, I feel like killing myself.
Oh, yeah, I know. Dark.
Yeah. And Joyce is pissed.
Yes. And Buffy's excused to go to her room, where, of course, she doesn't go.
Yeah, immediately out the window.
Immediately.
Hanging out at the park on the swing.
Yeah, of course. What do you do?
This goes back home, and who's waiting for her in her room? Not Angel and Mr. Gordo.
No.
Ted.
Ted.
Going through her journal.
Going through her stuff, man.
finds a vampire stash, which is not hidden really at all. So you can't blame him.
Well,
I mean, he should not be going through her stuff, but she could have hit it better.
Yeah.
What's a vampire slayer? And then...
She kills him.
She kills him.
I did go, wah! What? I did. And I wrote down, what a twist.
Yeah.
That was a good twist. That one got me.
That was,
I yelled at this one a couple times.
Okay. So Joyce runs down the stairs. I pulled out a stopwatch.
Wait, did he slap her yet?
He
slapped her. That's why she killed
him. He slapped her, and then she said,
when he slapped her, I was like, whoa!
Yeah, she said, I'm glad you started it, basically. Yes, right. And then...
Yes.
So then Ted falls down the stairs. Yes,
and he's dead.
And Joyce, I pulled out a stopwatch to see. She attempted to take his pulse for 1.9 seconds. her hands aren't in the right spot on the wrist. You killed him.
Okay. This is where you draw the line.
Yep. Right. This is it. The cops show up.
Detective Stein.
He's a jerk.
Yeah.
I looked him up on IMDb, just kind of like to look at random people. He has played a lot of cop, military type of roles.
He's that kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a jerk. And with the victim shaming during her interrogation, like, ugh.
I don't see any bruises on you.
Yeah, I know. What were you wearing?
Oh, God.
Were you wearing sloppy gray sweats? Or are you wearing a cute pastel crop top? All right, so Buffy's back at school in her ill-fitting overalls to indicate that there's drama and strife. This is, everybody knows what happened because it's Sunnydale. They're all giving her the side eye.
Yeah, there's two teachers in the other hall just like whispering and looking at her. Giles tries to talk to her, but then behind him, she sees like cops. I guess they were cops.
Yeah. Interrogating.
She doesn't have a good
pulling
record.
Pulling out her file with her whatever GPA and
burning down the gym.
Where the heck is Principal Snyder?
You know, like, you're kidding.
You would think he would pounce on this.
Now that you say that, when was the last time we saw him? It's been a while.
We haven't seen him since... No, we saw
the career fair.
10,
the career fair. Right.
Or episode 9. Okay, and then I said... and then they're in the library, and they're discussing Ted and Buffy, and blah, blah, blah. And Giles, one of these acting trope things, he's pretending to pack a bag with an object that is clearly too big to go in that bag.
Crossbow,
So he like puts it in like he's got to try, and then he lays it on top and he goes back in the cage. And then he comes out again and kind of fiddles with it some more. Oh, boy, acting. What a strange profession. Giles is going to go on patrol in Buffy's place.
But Willow is asking, why doesn't Buffy have a license to kill?
And then Xander's chomping on a cookie that he found. He starts being complimentary and mellow.
They realize something might be up with
Willow. Yanks that out of his hand. Something is janky with these cookies.
So, Willow was doing her research on the net on a laptop in 1997. Nothing was plugged in. There were no Ethernet wires. There was no Wi-Fi in that library in 1997. So you got to wonder, what was she doing? Was she just typing nonsense?
Did she see the little smoke signals coming out the back?
All right. So then they go off to our favorite place.
Okay. So they go to their favorite place.
The science lab.
Oh, yeah. They go to the science lab.
She's looking at something under the mic.
This is, I'm right. First, Buffy and Joyce are in the kitchen. Joyce doesn't want to talk about it.
Right.
And tells Buffy, I just made another comment about how she sent Buffy to her room. Buffy's trying to talk to her.
Okay.
Send her to her room. Worst mom ever. Okay. And then they're analyzing the cookies, and she can somehow see ingredients under a microscope.
It's not how microscopes work.
I mean, I don't have the science background you do, Sean.
No, I knew that. And she says,
go ahead.
Demeturin.
Look it up.
I did.
What is it?
It was made up.
Scrabble tiles. Demeturin.
Sounded real.
It's kind of like a tranquilizer.
Smell it ecstasy. Out. I could use some of that. Smell me out. I'll take it. Sometimes that left throat needs a little boost.
Give me the chocolate chips. Mama needs some chips. Feel a little stressed.
And then Giles is out trying to slay in the park.
Yes.
And Jenny shows up.
Yes.
And a vampire.
Yes.
Because that's what she needs. Recovering from her trauma.
She was okay, though.
Yeah.
Not only was she okay, she got the ill-fitting crossbow out of the duffel bag.
Yep. We flip back and forth between that and Buffy's room. She can't get out because Joyce nailed the window shut. Damn.
Worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did she, though, or was it Tedbot? Who's standing behind her?
Yeah, you know what?
Maybe it was Tedbot.
It was Ted. Yeah, you're right.
Although you would think that Joyce would notice some hammering going up on it. Yeah.
Well, maybe she was out at the gallery.
Worst.
I really think it was Joyce. I could see her doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So she can't get out, but it doesn't matter because she's got to confront Tedbot,
and Giles and Jenny are fighting the vampire, and Jenny fires the crossbow into Giles'
right back. Into the back.
Ow.
Yep.
But then he staked the vampire with the arrow.
Yep, he did.
And he let it go, and it dissolved.
Oh, that's what start paying attention.
This is what led to my theory.
Okay, all right. So then we're back to Buffy in her room, and she hits Ted the robot with the nail file.
But before that,
he
says, "Daddy's here."
Creepy.
And I just came out of my mouth. I just went, ew.
Oh, yeah, creepy. He's creepy.
Yes.
All right, so she gets him the nail file in the face, and we find out he's a robot.
Mm-hmm.
With the worst robot prosthetic ever.
Did you see it coming?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm sure I yelled out loud at that. I was like, what? I mean, I wasn't sure why he was back, why he was alive, and he said, I had to rest, you know, but yeah, I don't know. That took me by surprise. How random is that?
Mm-hmm.
This episode's amazing.
But he starts glitching.
Yeah, he's
how about nice game and Parcheesi?
So good. It was so good, the glitching. What did he say? Would you like potatoes with that? I don't know. Would you like gravy with that?
Yes.
Pure comedy.
Yeah.
Pure comedy, John Ritter. He's a pro.
He did it again. No,
John
Ryan,
Ritter.
You did it, John Ritter.
I got it that time. I rehearsed it in my head.
So they fight.
Yeah.
Buffy defeats him. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah. But he gives her a good kick to the face.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. She hasn't really been beaten up like that.
No.
But she whacks him with the cast iron skillet, right?
Did she?
I believe that's what split his face.
Oh, okay. It was something. Something big.
And Joyce is knocked out. Oh, wait. Well, we didn't really touch this.
I said, Ted give Buffy a good kick to the face. Ted's going to go downstairs to Joyce. And I said, what could he possibly say to her? Then he just shows up in the kitchen after she thinks he's dead. And it's basically what he says is, I'm not dead.
Yeah.
I was dead for 6 minutes. I was dead for 6 minutes and unconscious for a day. But now I'm here. I'm fine. They didn't keep it for observation or anything.
And she believes him for a little bit.
Yes.
She's okay. Oh, yeah. Glad you're back.
Oh, so glad.
And then he starts glitching. And then she's like, oh, you know what? Maybe I don't want these cookies.
Yeah.
I don't want your fried pizzas.
Yeah. The gang is at Ted's place. And they find they found a marriage, like multiple marriage certificates. One from 1957. And then, of course, they lift the rug and there's a trapdoor in his house.
Of course there is.
And a trapdoor leading down to his 1950s den. With the 50s music playing. That's what it said on my closed captioning.
50s music
plays. Yeah. Ted is glitching. And then we're back to Giles and Jenny. Giles is... So he says something about... I'm okay. I'm wearing layers of tweed. It's better than Kevlar.
Yes.
And then she says...
I'm going to pull those layers of tweed off of you.
No, she says... You really know how to woo a girl back. So I guess that means she's back.
Yeah.
Jenny.
Are you happy about that?
I don't think I want to admit that to you.
So that's a yes.
Buffy wakes up. She's coughing.
Yeah.
She's coughing and sniffing, you know, as you do when you're an actor and you're coming back from being knocked out.
And I was early. This is where she wails on him with the cast iron skillet.
Oh, yes.
After he abused Joyce and threw her into the wall.
Yes.
Jerk.
Yes. And he says... You're going to love the house. I already have your clothes.
I'm watching this show, Them, on Prime.
Yeah.
Takes place in the 50s.
Yeah.
But something very similar to that is going on. Mm. Yeah.
And then, yeah, he's really hardcore glitching. And he says to Buffy, I don't stand for this kind of malarkey in my house. He's big about the malarkey.
No malarkey.
That's like the second time he says something about malarkey. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I said the awful robot face makeup.
Yes.
Amazing. He is shut down.
And no more Ted. And then we're back at the school.
Back at the school.
Cordelia has a scarf. I don't know why I'm so drawn to the scarf.
Oh, you really are. I see a Christmas gift idea forming in my head.
Please no.
Don't worry, I'll post a picture of it.
So we find out that Ted was dying, built a new Ted, robot Ted.
Yes.
And lived with his wife till she died?
Yes.
And then just brought in more wives?
Yes.
As one does?
Yeah, he was programmed.
And then it ends with them about to go in the library. And what do they see? More gross adult kissing.
But before that, Buffy and Joyce were bonding.
Oh, that's right. Bonding on the porch. Yeah.
With their big bowl of raw green beans.
I was wondering what it was they were eating.
I think it was green beans.
Okay.
Ugh. So they're okay, too. Yep. And then they go to the library and they see Jenny and Giles making out. Inappropriate.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, middle
school. It's school hours. Day. It's school day. Come on. This show. I like this episode, Sean.
I can tell you.
I will freely admit it. I yelled at the TV a lot. I laughed a couple times. My favorite line was the one about the Captain and Tennille, because I thought, oh, this is somebody my age writing this episode. I will give this one 3.5 steaks. 3.75 steaks.
Okay. I'll take it.
All right.
I believe mine was...
4 steaks! That's my final offer.
You're going with 4?
I'm going with 4.
Wow.
I enjoyed this episode. It was ridiculous.
Yes, it was.
It was ridiculous. Yep. I like the over-the-top ones.
I think I'm going to go with the malarkey. He doesn't stand for it.
He doesn't stand for it.
I'm going to go with 2.
2?
Is it? It's funny.
Yeah.
It's goofy.
Yeah.
It's... 2.5.
Okay.
It's fine.
All right.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's like the chips. Okay. From our chip episode, the first bag. It's fine.
All right.
So that's the end of
Wrapping
Ted.
It up. Yeah. That was the end of Ted.
Mm-hmm. If you have an opinion on our podcast and you'd like to give us a rating or review and your podcast platform supports it, please do. Mm-hmm. We would love to hear from you.
Sure. You have any questions?
Comments?
Ideas for discussion topics? Snacks you recommend?
Sorry.
Snafus that you make?
Entries for our diorama contest, which ends on May 31st.
What are we calling that? The Sunnydale Spectacular Diorama...
Derby. If you don't know what we're talking about, head over to our website, thesunnydalediaries.com. There is a link at the top of the page, unless you're on a mobile, in which case you have to click the hamburger menu, for the diorama contest, and you'll see info about it there.
Yes.
There will be a fabulous Buffy-themed prize.
I started looking on Etsy.
Oh, cool. Find anything good?
Yes.
All right. We must confabulate.
Ooh, I like it.
All right.
Let's do that.
You could also check us out on our social media. We're pretty much the Sunnydale Diaries everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, Threads, TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
YouTube.
Yeah.
If you're a Google Podcast user, it has shut down. And you can listen to us on YouTube now if you want to stay in that Google family.
There you go. We are not on X.
We are not on X.
So don't look for us there.
Because you won't find us.
No.
I think that's everything.
I think so.
All right.
What's next week?
Next week is season 2, episode 12, Bad Eggs.
Ooh, is it an Easter episode?
It is not an Easter episode.
Okay.
But I did.
Eggs.
When I Googled for an image to put up for Easter.
Yeah.
There are only 2. One was somebody who hasn't been on the show yet in an Easter Bunny costume. So
yes.
I didn't put that
because
you.
Spoilers.
And the one is Buffy staring at an egg from this episode.
Oh.
So I was like, that's soon enough.
Yes,
I can use that.
Okay,
it's pretty,
right.
Doesn't give anything away.
Oh.
So yeah, bad eggs.
Okay, you're gonna like it. I'm going to like it. I'm going to like the rest of them, you said.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like every episode going forward.
Yes. I'm looking at the rest of season 2.
Words.
Yes.
All right, everybody. You heard it.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.